Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 25th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home office, and we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. And we want to encourage you today with a rather unusual type of message titled Genuine Christians, and a text that would not often be used. From Romans 16, verse 9.
Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ.
Over the past year, I've had it on my heart to write today's message to fellow believers. It seems all too frequently that some nationally prominent Christian personality is exposed for being a fraud. In many cases, I had serious reservations all along, and the reports were not surprising to me. But I consider the damage this leaves behind for people whom we seek to influence, especially those who are inclined to believe this represents genuine Christianity. But then I consider the ordinary people in each church I have served or attended, and those I have worked with in various ministries through the years. Most of you would not know of them since they serve in relative obscurity, as have the vast majority of genuine Christians all through this 2,000-year church age.
Well, we go back to our first little country church in southern Missouri. We were just right out of Bible college. And fondly recall Tracy and Beulah Sutherland, a dear godly couple in their 80s, who essentially lived as sustenance farmers off the small farm they owned. Well, I don't suppose any of you have heard of them unless you were in a church that we'd served, or you've read about them possibly, or heard about them in our previous encouragement message, because we've referred to them many times over our pastoral life. They were genuine Christians who left a lasting impact on our lives, though we only fellowship with them for about 15 months.
Another couple we have come to appreciate over the past 7 years is Orrin and Naomi Hostetter, who lead an interesting ministry. They, along with several helpers, host a monthly luncheon for the elderly in our area, both churched and unchurched. Most of them are widowed and deal with serious health issues. Yesterday, Brooksine and I spoke to the group and shared our Eagle story from Monday's encouragement message.
Orrin and Naomi have a compassionate heart for those in need. Besides serving others in our own congregation, they're very involved in Love, Inc., which is a compassionate helps ministry very active in Lancaster County. Love, Inc. stands for Love in the Name of Christ. Yet outside of our area, I don't suppose too many have ever heard of them. Isn't it neat that most of you, wherever you may live, know people just like them? Genuine Christians giving genuine testimony to God's work in their lives as they reach out to the hurting and needy among them. God's grace turns out men and women just like Orrin and Naomi with a strong family likeness to Jesus Christ.
I don't suppose too many Bible readers have paid much attention to today's text, even though it's in one of the most familiar books of the Bible. I will admit that I never preached on it. I did know a man named Urban once in northern Pennsylvania, but I don't know whether he was named after Urbanus or not. I doubt that it's listed in the book of popular names for babies.
Paul endeared himself to many people during his earth-shaking spiritual conversion on the Damascus Road. Several years ago, Stephen had done a study of proper names associated with Paul, beginning at his conversion in Acts and referenced in each of his epistles. Over 100 separate names are listed, from the familiar, such as Timothy, to the more obscure, like Urbanus. Actually, the majority are obscure, and we know virtually nothing about them except that they were faithful believers who had impacted Paul's life. Several of his epistles, like Romans, end with greetings to these dear friends.
Urbanus is mentioned only once in the entire scriptures. He wasn't one of the major players like Paul and other famous Bible characters. Most readers, even those who faithfully read the Bible, have probably never paused to consider his role at all. But Paul calls him a, quote, fellow worker, which is the sum total of biographical data we have on him. Today, consider genuine Christians you have known who have walked the road less traveled. Their heart's desire is to devote their lives to Jesus and make a difference for him. and the lives of those around them. Thank God for the many people they touch, including your own. And may you be a genuine Christian.
Let's pray together. Father, there are those living among us who are like whitewashed Christians. Outwardly, they appear to be believers by their conversation and Christian-like lifestyle. They look like gentle sheep, but they are really dangerous, like wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. These false prophets will be exposed at your appointed hour, since nothing is hidden from you who judge the thoughts and attitudes of our hearts. But we also joyfully consider true prophets whose hearts are genuinely devoted to you. Their spirit is obedient to you even when tested by fire. They live the noble life of a modern-day disciple and show us the way through the narrow gate. The majority reject this unpopular road, but we know that it is the road that leads to internal peace and eternal life. May we as true believers extend our hands to others and walk them through this narrow gate that leads to life everlasting. Amen. I was thinking all morning as I read this devotional of an old chorus that some of you may recognize. I've sung it many times. I know that Steve and I both have, and led in it many times around the altar when people's hearts were turned to God and they wanted to be used of Him. And maybe I'll attempt to sing it, although I have the morning voice, but I can't hardly speak it. It's easier to sing it. Oh, to be His hand extended, reaching out to the oppressed. Let me touch Him, let me touch Jesus, so that others may know and be blessed. Mm. Might have been better off to have said it.
Well.
But if you don't know that song, make it your heartfelt prayer. Father, I want to be Your hand extended, reaching out to the oppressed. Let me touch You. Let me touch You, Jesus, so that others may know and be blessed.
Well, we sure sang that song a lot in Bible college, didn't we? It's one of those that have kind of passed away, even though it's still a great, great thought of commitment. Well, excuse the phone call there a moment ago, and it'd be interesting, though, to Brooksine. That was Naomi, who we wrote about in the message today, and they've given us permission to share what we feel, the esteem we have for them. They were careful. It's interesting we did that. They don't want to call attention to themselves, so that's the mark of a true servant. But I encourage them that their story could bless others. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We have these messages placed up on the site each day, and they're archived. All previous messages, at least in the last several years, even though we've been writing them since 1996. This is the message once again for Friday, January 25th, 2008. I have a picture of Orin and Naomi to lead off our page today. We also have an old photo, and you'll get a kick out of looking at Brooksine. A photo with the elderly couple we mentioned in our little church in southern Missouri, the Sutherlands, and she's probably about 20 at the time the photo was taken. Also have some suggested music today, and that is some songs dealing with the use of the Lord, God's using regular people like us. We have one other photo up, it's kind of cute, a photo of the Golden Nuggets, which is the group that Orin and Naomi head up, that reaches out to the seniors in our area. And Orin and Naomi are in the picture. Brooksine's in the picture, but a lot of the elderly, what a tremendous need that fulfills. And we know activities like that are taking place all around the world, scarcely heralded beyond that particular locale. But that's the nature of genuine Christianity. Have a blessed day, and may you and may myself as well, may we be genuine Christians.